Greetings, I'm Fred Zospel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We have Dr. Steve Wellum with us again. Steve, welcome. Good to
Great to
have
be
you
back,
back.
Fred. Yeah,
Yeah.
great to see you again.
We're talking our way through his Systematic Theology, Volume 1. We have worked our way all the way down now to Chapter 18. We last time looked at the broader picture. We're into the doctrine of God, and we've talked about the broader picture of God and his greatness. And now, Chapter 18, we come to specific attributes of God. Steve, let's start at the beginning here. I think it might be helpful for some. It's even though it's so basic. What is an attribute and why do, what do we mean? We talk about the attributes of God and then also explain that with regard to the Trinity as well.
Yeah, so when we think of God's attributes are describing, and then we often use the term instead of who God is, what God is, right? And what God is sort of language that gets at the very nature and being of God. So to speak of his attributes, we're describing the nature of God, right? The being of God. If we were to describe, you know, attributes of humans, we're describing what constitutes a human and other things. But of course, in this case here, we're describing what God is. And when we think of attributes, you think of sometimes people play with the term, you know, we attribute, right? Now, it's not like we're attributing to God sort of parts, right? So this will be crucial. Attributes aren't sort of, I heard someone say, and I use it now as an illustration, you know, God is not like Mr. Potato Head. You know, you've got this, you know, this base, and then you add these things onto God, these add-ons,
yeah,
and those
right.
are your attributes. No, attributes are a way of describing what God is in his entire being. And we then, as humans, because we are finite, are trying to then say, well, God is all of this, but we then usually see the attributes in relation to something, right? So in relation to power, well, he's all powerful. In relation to time, he's eternal. And it's capturing the very nature of God. So attributes are anything we say where we add to the statement God is, and then we add to that, usually that's called predication. We make a predicate, the subject of the sentence, verb is, and then the predicate. That's describing the nature of God. And so we can get into further of that, but I would say attributes are describing what God is essentially, right? So we'll come back to that. But now with the Trinity, as we think of the Trinity, we are, when we speak of the attributes of God, we're speaking of the very being or nature of God, and the three persons of the Godhead share that same being. They share that same nature. The technical language, they subsist in that nature, so that the Father is God, the Son is God, the Spirit is God. So that means then the Father has the entire divine nature. He shares in that divine nature. So all the attributes pertain to the Father. All the attributes pertain to the Son. All the attributes pertain to the Holy Spirit. That's why the language of the church then in the Nicene Creed, for instance, will apply to the Son that he is homo, same, ousios. He is of the same being or the same nature as God. So that's how the attributes. So when we describe the attributes, this is true of all three persons of the Godhead, right? So it's not that the Father has different attributes, the Son has different attributes. No, Father, Son, and Spirit, homoousios, they share the very same nature and being of God.